Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 532, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 36, A Test of Truth.
Test of Trust.
And also trust. A Test of Trust.
It aired November 6, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by, oh, I'm getting a call from Apopka, Florida. I'm answering this live.
Ooh. This is Amy and I'm giving you a call from the dealer service.
Okay.
Center. We recently noticed your car's extended warranty.
Oh, my car?
Oh, take your car as an extended warranty.
Should I?
Amy sounds suspiciously like she's from the Machine Empire.
Hi, this is Alex with Warranty Division. Can you please verify the year, make, and model of your vehicle so we can pull up their file?
Hey, bud, this is kind of unfortunate. I don't have a car, actually, so you're not calling the right person.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, so take me off. If you could take me off the list so this never happens again, that would be dope.
Yeah, I will put you on our call list.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. So that was a guy. That was my car. I don't have a car, so this is keep getting these weird calls. I don't know. Anyway, it was written by Ann Knapp, directed by Britta Johnstone. So
what a start.
What a way to start this episode.
To, I guess, what is technically the penultimate episode of Dino Thunder.
Here, I've got it pulled up. The next two episodes did air a week apart. It wasn't like both aired on the same day.
But it's a part one and a part two, so it's like one kind of.
Yep. Yeah. So this is kind of the penultimate episode. But if you're new here, hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. Sometimes if you call me during the show, I'll answer. So
let me try. I'm kidding. That would be stupid because I want to call with you right now.
Talking to you. That would be weird. It would just reverberate in a weird
way.
It
would be weird because I'd be fine on the Zoom call, but on the phone, I would be anxious.
Yeah. And that would be hard to listen to because it would be very confusing for people listening back that this could happen. That was just free content. Thank you, guy from cars. guy from car warranty.org or whatever. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you have the DVDs. I almost said Netflix again, but that is untrue. But, hey, here's a fun thing, Josh.
I know what you're going to say.
They did just the other day just say, hey, y'all, we're going to put Dino Thunder up on YouTube. Won't that be fun? We're just going to put Dino Thunder up there.
That would have been great about 3 months ago,
yeah,
2 months ago.
A couple months, and you know, maybe like early February when you took it off of Netflix.
Why are they jumping around so much?
I think it's because it's a dinosaur season, and Dino Fury is going.
Dino Fury. Is when Dino Fury ends, is it going to come down?
No, I think it'll still be up there because they don't have a deal in place. But here's the other thing about that is that there is a small part of me that's like, they're doing this on purpose. Someone at Hasbro's job is to listen to all the Power Ranger podcasts and decided they don't like us.
They don't like us. We're the bottom of the totem pole.
They got to keep listening because it's their job. And
it's
so they're
probably
like,
because they heard the dog boner episode and they were like, well, we can't cater to these guys.
No, that's true. But that's Power Rangers' fault. If they wouldn't put the dog boners in, we wouldn't talk about them.
Why do they keep talking about how horny Elsa and Mezagog are for each other? This is not the children's content we need to promote.
Right? Here's how we'll know for sure if it is just a dinosaur coincidence, a classic dinosaur coincidence, or if someone specifically doesn't want us to be happy is that if when we finish SPD, if they say we're putting SPD up now, because it would be wild to start at season 12 and then keep going versus we're doing a dinosaur season now. Here's the last dinosaur season, or not the last, but a previous dinosaur season. So
we'll have to see if the next season after Dino Fury is Cops.
That's the real
SPD
test
goes up.
If they decide to do Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger, then it will be Cops, and they'll put SPD up when we're done with it, and then I'll know someone's listening. And here's the thing. For a relatively small fee at this point in our career, we'll sell out Hasbro. Like,
yeah.
If you just send us for you, for Hasbro, not a lot of money each month. we'll just say how great Hasbro is. The episodes we'll still have to review pretty, like, honestly, but we'll never say a bad thing about Hasbro and all of your products and properties ever again.
Right.
Promise. So.
Promise. You can take that to the bank.
Balls in your court. Josh, we should go watch.
Let's do it. Truth.
It's a test of trust. Now I think it's truth.
Well, what's the difference, really? Trust, truth, it's all the same.
Basically.
Dino Thunder power up.
And we're back, and we just watched A Test of Trust. And Josh, did you know that the next episode after this one and the one after that are the finale of Dino Thunder?
I did. I believe I just mentioned that before we broke, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And if you didn't say that, I still would have figured it out by the fact that this was a clip show, and it definitely seems like they need to save a couple bucks.
It was a clip show, but it also felt like it could have been the last episode.
Yeah, they did a thing at the end that was weird and felt like kind of the final boss situation, but then they undid it, I think. So
yeah, they were rushing toward a goal that they were not going to meet this episode.
Yeah. Which I think I'm okay with, depending on how the next episode goes.
I am and I'm not. I feel like some weird stuff went on.
Somebody on Twitter, let me see if I can find it real quick. Because I posted the Dream episode is the last one that went up when we record this. We had to take a little bit of time off because somebody got sick.
I can't believe you could do that to the podcast.
Yeah, yep. I disgraced myself. I disgraced the company.
No, it was. If you listened to the last episode, you could tell it was me.
Yeah, I cut out some coughs, but you can definitely tell that, like, you're coming down with it. And then we did one more episode, and I haven't edited that one yet. And then the next day, you're like, I can't breathe anymore, so we can't record. It was Jan. So I posted the episode about how I was like, oh, the Dream episode was preposterously bad, so we had to make our own fun. And Jan at Studebaking said, back in the day, fans were really mad at this, the Sentai episode, and Legacy of Power. And Doug Sloan went onto Ranger Board and said that they blew all their budget on the team up and Fighting Spirit, so they had to do these footage burner episodes. And that makes a lot of sense, except for the fact that Legacy of Power was the fourth episode. So
isn't that also... Or like a footage episode?
That was like a full clip show of all of Power Rangers, and
so
they stood in a
row. So why did that cost so much money for them to just edit a bunch of film a bunch of footage together that they had already?
No, that was one of the episodes, like the money-saving episodes. Because like,
I see the team-up,
that makes sense that would cost some money. You got to get twice as many Power Rangers, you know. And all of the fights were American footage because there was the Zord stuff, and I think it was pretty much all American footage, so like that would cost some money. But like Fighting Spirit, I guess you had to go to a beach and a forest, so like maybe that was
what
costly.
Was Fighting Spirit?
That's the one where Tommy was in the coma and he had to fight himself a couple times.
They remade the Green Ranger suit, which they didn't necessarily need to do.
That probably cost a pretty penny too, yeah. But this episode is literally a clip show. It's a, hey, remember when, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then they would show clips.
Hey, remember the first half of the season?
Yeah, yep, and then there was like a little bit of towards the second half, but it kind of slowed down. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes of the show up through Time Force, including all the bonus episodes. There's also the archive feed, which is up through Wild Force, and some classic feeds. There's lots of ways you can listen to the show. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Apple Bree Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife, Stitcher, and all the other ones. And Pod... If I was thinking, I would have thought of ones that we've already done and listed other fake ones that we did for the clip show, but I didn't.
No. I also didn't do that.
So, but just remember your favorites of this bit. I know Benny doesn't like the bit, and that it honestly makes it funnier to do it. but just remember your favorites and just play those back in your mind. And you can find us there and leave us a rating review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heydickandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you help support the show. We really appreciate it. We have some emails, but they are like explicitly for the finale.
All right, too soon.
So can't read them yet.
Nope.
Let's see. I got, yeah, one from Cameron, one from Sam. Cameron's is, no, both of them are. Both of them are read after finishing the show, after finishing part two of Thunderstruck. So
that's like a Bobo territory.
Yes.
Yeah, so unless we read them at the end of the final episode.
Yeah. I mean, or we could read them after we watch the second one before we go into it.
I guess
so. We'll see where we land.
We try to be like spoiler free within the episode, but I usually open my big mouth at some point. So
and then I gotta edit around it later sometimes. Stomach, Jesus, man! You had one muffin. What do you need?
Do you take a break? Get some bread in there or something.
I get something to soak it up. I don't. Jesus,
have some saltines.
I know it's not hungry. It's not a hungry rumble. It's just like I'm squishing blueberries down. Gotta melt all these bloobs. I probably shouldn't call them bloobs. That felt bad probably. To say.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I feel like we have to bleep it.
Anyway, we don't have emails. I don't think we have any new patrons. Let me check those. Hey, you should check reviews. See if we got any new reviews.
Oh, yeah. Let me take a look. Nope, still no new reviews.
Still no new reviews. Well, we do have one new patron to thank, and that is Jeffrey P.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeffrey? I don't want to assume. Thank you, Jeffrey.
We do a lot of assuming here, as is. thank you very much, and thank you to all of our patrons. We've been holding pretty steady at a real fun number, so that's been real nice. Mm-hmm. It's not 69, it's just over 1,000, and that's just like cool to see. So I guess we'll just jump in then.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We start off with a previously on. I don't know why they do these every once in a while. It just reminded me.
Did they do
you...
one of these last episode, too?
I don't know if it was the last episode or if it was the episode before. It was definitely recently. It wasn't last episode. It was the episode before that.
Okay.
Yeah. And like.
Because we recorded that on a Monday and then a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that we were going to
catch up
that...
on a Thursday, but then you couldn't breathe. So we didn't do that.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, and you need to breathe the talk, so like
I wouldn't have sounded great.
It would have been more annoying than anything.
It would have been muffled but like also wet, and I don't think anyone really wants to hear that.
No one wants a wet muffled podcast. Did you see that thing going around like a guy had a bunch of Lunchables and then they were like put on a charcuterie board and they were like, "She'll never know. This is chess, not checkers." And I was like, if you don't know the difference between...
You can tell.
Like, between regular meat and the wet Lunchables meat, you have a new series of problems that you have to worry about. If you ever give someone Lunchables meat and they don't go, "This is Lunchables meat," that person is either an alien or is having a stroke. Like, you need to get them to a doctor.
You can tell by the feel of it. Because the like
it's slimy.
The ham and the turkey, and they all taste and look the same.
Yeah, yep. Because all made at the same place.
And they're just this weird, almost like styrofoamy consistency when you bite into it.
They're a little puffy. It's like puffy wet meat. And this is all to say that that's what this episode would have sounded like if we recorded it last week, is it would have been a Lunchable.
It would have been the
Lunchables
podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
No, unless Lunchables wants that. I haven't had Lunchables in a long time, but if you're paying me to,
I'll eat a Lunchable live on air if they pay me.
Yeah. So again, we're just really trying to sell out at this point, and nobody's taking us up on the offer. And
this
I think
is very much
rude.
The opposite of where we started. Now we want all that sellout money.
Look, you know, I don't have any other job. I could just use a little extra scratch. And we did 500. We did 500 of these with like
that's true.
Integrity.
We're
so
gonna
like
do
now,
532. We're gonna do 11 solid seasons, unless somebody contacts us before Thursday.
So you
for
gotta
a sponsorship
get,
deal.
Gotta get going. So, anyway, so the previously on is about Elsa I don't remember exactly what it was, like how she wants to betray Mezogog and how she.
I think it was when Tommy discovered her and then fought and everyone figured out who she was. It was just the last episode.
Yeah, and then it was and then Trent being like, "Hey, I'm blackmailing you," and her go, "What if I blackmail you though?" And then they just look at each other and nothing happens. And then she's like, "I have a Yu-Gi-Oh card." So we come in to Elsa comes into the thing.
And then they see Anton turn into Mezogog. That's how it.
Oh yes,
that's
yes,
where
yes.
it wrapped up. Yeah, and Trent's like, "It's my dad.
It's my dad. My dad's a monster. He's a dinosaur man." So Elsa comes into the lab. Mezogog has summoned her there. He's like, "Why'd you try to betray me?" And she's like, "I didn't do that." And then he brain blasts her. She's like, "Okay, maybe I did try to betray you, but it wasn't you. You it was Mezogog. You or Mercer. You. I thought it was gonna be okay." Please stop shooting my brain with migraine lasers. And he's like, "No." And then he keeps blasting her. And then she swears undying loyalty to him. And he's like, "Okay, but we got to do something about Mercer." So, like, if you are like, "Yeah, we do got to do something about Mercer," why are you mad at her about trying to do something about Mercer?
Yeah, because the whole thing with exposing Mercer with the Yu-Gi-Oh card was to, like, turn the Rangers against Trent. Like, that was her plan. Was like, I'm not blackmailing him anymore. I'm dropping the secret. I'm telling everybody.
Yeah, and if this wouldn't have been a clip show, it probably would have worked more effectively for the episode.
Let's talk about what's about to happen with old Gog here.
Oh, yeah. So Cresty comes in, hands him a little test tube. Do you remember, like, the test tubes full of, like, sour juice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of those.
It's just one of those. It's got, like, sour Kool-Aid in it.
Yeah, and he drinks this, like, sour cherry Kool-Aid shooter, and from the front of him pops out Anton Mercer.
Anton Mercer falls out of him.
He, like, cellular divides forward into half Mercer, half Mezogog, and
he's dead. Anton Mercer is dead on the ground.
Yeah, he isn't moving, and he's not breathing animatedly enough that I could consider him alive.
We cut back and forth to, like, a close-up of his face on the ground a couple times, and he's just laying there with his eyes open.
So as far as I know,
that he looks dead.
He's dead. He killed him with some sour juice. So we cut from there to Tommy's lab, and the Rangers are talking about how they're mad at Trent, except Kira. It's just the three original Rangers. And Ethan and Connor are like, "I can't believe Trent would keep this from us. How can we trust him?" Oh no, I guess Tommy is there too, because Tommy's like, "Yeah, this is kind of bad." And Kira's like, "I don't know. He's probably got a good reason, right?" And they're like, "I don't know." And Tommy says, like, "If he better have a real good reason, or else I'm gonna have to take his Morpher away." And then he, like, leaves to, I guess, go get Trent.
Go find him. Yeah. And maybe this is different now that the Dino Gem's not evil anymore, but it was stuck to him, right? Like, he couldn't take it off?
It was before. I think now it's just, like, on his wristband thing. Because he has a wrist. He'll show his wristband that's just like the ones they have later. Yeah. So I'm assuming
It's not cursed anymore, so now he can take it off.
It's not, like, stuck in his arm. So he walks away, and Kira's like, "I don't know. This kind of sucks though, right? I wouldn't want someone to take away my Morpher." And then Connor's like, "That's rich. You didn't even want to be a Power Ranger at the start of the season." And she's like, "Yeah, I did." And then we get a flashback, and I went, "Oh, okay. All right." So this is going to be a quick one, y'all, because this is mostly flashbacks.
I think the craziest takeaway here is how different Kira is now than she is in this first episode.
Kira and Connor, and Ethan a little bit. Ethan's more consistent.
Yeah, I mean, their characters all have changed, but Kira looks different. Like, in this first episode, she's got that, like, dirty, stringy hair.
Yeah.
And then now in this one, it's, like, it's neatly styled and, like, pulled back, and she's dressed not, like, preppy, but more
a little preppier. Yeah,
there's like a thought went into her clothes on her current outfit.
I mean, they've done this a couple times over the season where they would like they would put her in, like, a different outfit or, like, do her hair a different way, and it would be like, "Oh, she looks different," and then they would go right back to, like, the dirty gym shirt over like a number 7 like jersey or whatever.
and with then, like the arm warmers on.
Yeah, and then they would like go back and forth, but like the last couple it's been like a little more consistently like
now she
dresses
has a job.
A little yeah, like she,
so
you
she's
know,
like semi professional.
Yeah, they didn't like her like gungy her shirt with the band Gunge Punch on it, and so they're like, you need to have like a button up probably to come in. But we cut back, we see her, we get a clip of her doing her little singing from the first episode, and the song, I forgot, wasn't bad. It was pretty nice. It was
until
like,
it gets to the part where she stopped writing it and she just repeats Freak You Out over and over and over again.
I don't even hate that part, honestly.
It would be fine. I think there's probably about four too many Freak You Outs.
Maybe, but, you know, I just think it sounds nice is all. we get a bunch of like them at the start, her first morph, her screaming, then being like, I don't want to be a ranger, here, you take it back. And then we come out and she's like, yeah, but like being a ranger changed all of us. Like, you, Connor, you're not a dumb big asshole jock anymore. And Connor's like, I think that's a compliment. And Ethan's like, it is, I'm pretty sure. And then we get a flashback to him. And it's a clip from the first episode where he kills Melvin with a soccer kick.
Yeah.
Who I will remind everyone, we have not seen since. So that boy is dead.
Well, Randall killed him, I think. Because she comes up at the end of the scene and kicks the ball just as hard as actual soccer player Connor did.
Yeah, that's true. It was Randall that did the murder.
I think it's hers that just like drills him in the sternum and then he is dead forever.
He flies back into the goal and we never see him again. So but then it's like a clip of him just being like a jerk to Ethan, being like, I talk to girls actually, so
yeah. And he's like, they're the ones with the nice hair that smell good.
And like, you're not wrong, but he's just being a jerk about it. And then we come out of that and then it's Ethan's turn. And it's like, look at you. You're not the same really annoying, terrible nerd jerk that you were. And then we get some clips of that, and then we get a clip of him helping Dirk do his kick good from that episode. And then we come out, and then they decide that they know they're in a clip show, and it's Tommy's turn, but he's not here. So they go, yeah. And also, our teacher is like the greatest Power Ranger ever to live. So that's also pretty cool. And then we get some clips of them watching.
There's a clip show inside the clip show.
The first thing they cut to in the clip is the clip of him on TV as the White Ranger from 1997 or 1994 or 5 or whenever.
Yeah. And we get to hear Connor say that he's the oldest living Power Ranger again.
Yeah.
Which is very funny.
Wrong. And then Haley walks in and she's like, not the oldest, just the best and coolest and greatest. And this is when I went, he shouldn't have become a Power Ranger. Because I no longer think that, because when they say this, I believe it, right? Like, Tommy's the greatest living Power Ranger. Like, I believe it because they say it with conviction. And Tommy's been the most types of Power Rangers. He has the longest, like, consecutive tenure, non-Vulcan Skull Division. So, like, it makes sense that he would be the greatest. But then I've seen him in this season where he like just was stuck in his outfit for a while and he was just invisible for a while. And like every time he shows up, the clip is of like some like cowboy caveman, like Sentai character. And I'm like, I don't think he is the greatest anymore, but how cool would it be if he never morphed until like the end and he was like, oh, now you have to deal with Tommy Oliver, and he just wrecks shop.
Yeah.
Like once.
Now he's just Mickey Rourke from The Wrestler.
Yeah, and I'm worried he's going to do his little ram jam and die on the way down. And then the Ring of Honor fans there would be like, this is boring. Those Ring of Honor fans, by the way, in that movie, they would have been so bored with that match. Yeah. Because they don't, Ring of Honor fans, they love two things. They love infinity false finishes and leg slaps. And that's all they like.
They don't like these two old bruisers just going at it until one of them literally dies in the ring, I think.
I think he died in the ring.
It's ambiguous, but also it's like, no, that dude, he died.
Come on. But, like, also, this is another thing that, like, they could have had Tommy be the White Ranger, but not have him be the White Ranger until after they defeat the White Ranger and get the White Ranger power, which is at the end of the season. So they could have ended with him getting the White Ranger power from whatever the evil White Ranger was and then being Tommy Damn Oliver about it. That would have been pretty neat. So we cut out of that, and they're like, yeah, we owe Tommy a lot. And then Connor's like, are you forgetting who almost ended it for Tommy? And then we get a shot of, like, clips of, like, Trent turning into the White Ranger and putting him in the Amber. And then Kira, like, defends Trent by being like, he was possessed. He was possessed by White Ranger Dino Gem. We've all been there. And this is when Tommy and Trent come in, I think.
Well, she also was possessed at one point. Right. We do get that in her clip.
Yeah. And she's like, I hate when people mess with my mind. And I like that about they. They don't really, you know, follow that up a lot.
No.
But there's also a bit later, like at the very end, where it's like, I don't think there is any possibility that Trent and Kira are actually dating or interested in each other, even a little bit anymore. Like, they're just like bros now.
She's just being reasonable about it.
Yeah.
It's not really presented as like she likes him, so she's defending him kind of thing anymore.
Yeah. So this is when Trent and Tommy come in. And they're like, yeah, Trent, what the hell, man? What did you do? Why did you lie to us?
Yeah, because he comes down. He's like, I made a promise. And they're all just like, yeah, well, you suck about it.
Yeah. He's like, hey. And we go to commercial and we come back. And he's like, I told my dad I wouldn't tell you that he was Mezagog because then, you know, who knows what could have happened then. And they're like,
you would have killed my dad.
You would have killed my dad, or you would have hesitated to kill my dad because he's my dad and you didn't want to kill him. And like, both aren't good. So I just never interfered with my Ranger stuff. Every time I had to do Ranger stuff, I was fully on board with that. And they're like, oh, I guess. He's like, I just want to make it right. And then we get some clips. And for some reason, I put clips with an exclamation point at this time. I don't know why.
We get some clips.
These are clips. I guess it's Trent's time, so it's like him being like, hey, I didn't have a great time when I got here first. It's just him coming in and be like, hey, I have a job here. Is Haley around? And then being like, I don't know, guy we don't know. And then how Trent is Mercer's son and how Mercer and Tommy are exes, and the White Dino Gem gets him. And then we come out and he's like, I never meant to find the White Dino Gem. It just pulled me into it, and it was too strong, and I couldn't resist it because it was like an evil rock, and we all know that about the rock, is that it was the evil one. So, like, what was I supposed to do? And they're like, you could have done better. And then there's more clips of, like, Mercer saving him. I think that's it. That's all I can really remember from this part.
I think so. I think it ends with him when Anton's, like, turning back into Mezagog, and he's like, go be a Power Ranger.
Do good.
Like, use your powers for good. And he's like, I promise I won't tell anybody.
And he fades away. And then we cut back out. And he's like, Anton Mercer's the only family I ever had. So obviously, I'm going to
help him. Because he did have parents before. And
recently, yeah.
The way Anton makes it sound, and the way Tommy makes it sound, because Tommy did not know that Anton had, like, adopted Trent.
Yeah.
So it's relatively recent, within a few years.
Yeah, because I think between Tommy jumping off the island and it blowing up and the next scene where it's like, I'm a doctor of bones now, and he puts his glasses on, I think it said like 1 year later or like a year. It was not very many years later. So in that year.
Remember how this season started with Tommy roundhouse kicking a T-Rex in the nose? And then now we're at a clip show.
Now we're at our fourth clip show. Yeah, it is kind of a bummer, huh?
Yeah, and he was just stuck in his suit for like 12 episodes.
Yeah. It just seems like
he went from being Tommy effing Oliver to just this like old putz.
Just this like guy who like, and to be fair, I do like Tommy in this episode being like voice of reason, like adult in the room. Trying to, you know, make sure that, like, the best possible outcome is right. But he can't, you know, he can't just let Trent off the hook because he did a bad thing. Like, he's like Dad Tommy.
I like that too, but I don't like that he's a Power Ranger on top of that.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know what else is a problem? Is seeing all these clips of, like, the early game where we were just, like, so jazzed of, like, these new Power Rangers are kind of rough around the edges. Like, it's, like, there's a lot of potential here. And then, like, we watch the rest of the show And now I'm like, oh, they dropped a lot of the balls. They had so many and they just kept dropping them. And bare minimum, if they wouldn't have given Connor the stupid Triassic upgrade, we would have had a lot more time to just do some stuff instead of giving Connor 5 minutes at the end of every episode to turn into Inspector Gadget and do funny fire kick katas.
And a yo-yo move.
Yeah. I hate that yo-yo. So he's like, Trent's like, he's the only family I have, and I need to help him, but first I need to free myself. And then we get a clip. Then we get some clips with the evil White Ranger, who's not going to come back, but they just wanted you to remember about it. And there, so it's Zeltrax making the White Ranger. And then I thought, wait a minute. Zeltrax is still alive, right?
He's not dead.
He's still around. What happened?
Look, we have two more episodes after this.
I hope they stick the landing.
Maybe there's going to be this like power struggle between Elsa, Zeltrax, and Mezogog for like, you know, one of us is going to kill the Rangers and then we're going to all kill each other until one of us is left.
Yeah, I honestly, even though this clip show was not my fave, didn't love it. It was all right for a clip show, but like, you know,
It's still a clip show.
It's still a clip show. I actually think where they end it sets up the two-part finale to be something not super dependent on Sentai footage, and like that could be really cool. That they might be able to like get kind of weird with it and like do some stuff that's fun and like resolve some things in a way that is good. But like, we're gonna have to find out next time, because so Zeltrax could still be around. Trent kills the White Ranger. Y'all remember that from three episodes ago? We come out of the clip and Tommy's like, I understand your loyalty, so I'm on board with you staying a Power Ranger, but it's not just up to me. Even though, Tommy, it kind of is.
It basically is.
I think by putting him and we're going to harp on this, I guess, more. By having him also be a Power Ranger, he's not just the mentor. Because if he was, like, just the mentor, this would be more his decision. Like, I think it would still be him being like, oh, it's up to them, too. But, like, it would more be like, well, I'm your boss. So, and I'm an adult and you're kids. And kids are stupid. So, like, let me make this for you. So Trent's like, I want to prove I'm loyal to you. And then a monster attacks. And they're like, well, this is a perfect time. And Kira's like, yeah, let's go, Trent. Come on. And Connor's like, wait, really? Do we really want him to come? And Ethan's like, I do. I think I understand where he's coming from. Let's go. And Connor's like, aw.
Did we talk about Mezogog making this monster?
Oh, no. There's like a real quick clip of him going, I got to do a monster.
When Anton falls out of Mezogog, this switch flips. He's not like a goofy idiot or anything, but he's different. He's a lot more hectic now.
I think he knows that the Power Rangers Dino Thunder is coming to a close pretty soon.
He's just got to get the rest of his stuff in before it's over.
Like he knows, like, all right, season's almost over. I got to either put up or shut up. So I need a monster right now.
He makes a monster out of like a fern and a fishing hook or something.
I thought it was a centipede, and I was like, oh, I can call him Centipeter. And I was like, we already did Centipeter. So this is Centipeter, the Squeakquel.
Yes, the Squeakquel. Do you know its real name?
No. Oh, Ugly Monster.
Ugly Monster. Yeah.
Because I saw the credit at the end. Voice of Ugly Monster. Wow. Really, really pushing the envelope with that clever name.
Yeah.
So
nuanced. They're playing him up when he attacks, and then they go and fight him. And like the back half of this clip show is just like a sword fight.
Oh, then we just get like a. Yeah. It's like it's a little bit of just a regular morphed fight. And then it goes into just being Zord fight for a grip.
But they are playing it up like Ugly Monster is. Like very threatening.
Yeah.
The problem is that everything is so fast paced from here on out that like I never buy that he's
nothing
winning.
Lands. Yeah. Because like they go fight him. They fight for like 1 second before they go, hey, this guy sucks to fight. Let's do Triassic time. And he's like, yeah. And then so he goes to Triassic mode, and then he brings Ugly Monster into the space chapter of the text of the science textbook. Because they're fighting above the Earth.
Well, yeah, when they when the Earth was the backdrop before it got all the way out into space, I was like, oh, it's a geography textbook this time.
It's just the space chapter now. Okay, here it is. And they fight for a second, and Connor does like his big finishing move, but then it doesn't work, and Centipeter punches him down back to Earth, and he lands distinctly in Japan.
It's like on the map. You see him
like
fall
there. Watch him fly towards Japan because...
Well, this is the future, actually. It's California, but the fault has separated.
Oh, it's split off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also it inverted. It's like backwards,
too. It flipped upside down. Well, you know how tectonic plates move in, shift
just
in.
Always like spiraling.
Doing 360 no-scopes all over the place. The one outside California has been itching to do like a 540 McNasty
like
for
a pop
so
shove
long.
It.
Yeah, and it just wants to pop shove it real bad. So it did that. And it's not actually Japan. So he lands again, and they're like, oh, that's a bummer. He's untriassic, and then Ugly Monster lands in front of him and is like, now I'm gonna kill you, Red Ranger, because for some reason right now all I want to do is kill Red Ranger. And so he goes to shoot his big centipede arm at him, and Trent like jumps in the way and grabs it, and he's like, Power Rangers are a team. If you want to kill my teammates, you gotta start with me. And then Connor's like, whoa, Trent.
Yeah, he's like, oh man, Trent saved me. I cannot believe it.
Can't believe it. And then Ugly Monster's like, I just want to kill Red Ranger. Get out of the way. And he's like, nope, it's one or all of us. It's all of us or none of us. And he's like, fine, let's do this. I'm done playing around. And Trent's like, me too. And he pulls out his Drago dagger or Drago sword, whatever. And then does that like dash rush where he's like, and hits him a bunch of times. And then they pull out the Z-Rex blaster, but they all put their weapons in, including Trent and Tommy.
It's the Z-Blaster Super Mode, I think they said.
That is exactly what I would expect it to be called. And they blow him up, so that's good. But then Mezogog...
I wonder, because this has to be deep in the Sentai if the White Ranger is firing off their big weapon.
Yeah.
Is Ugly Monster, like... Is he one of the like bigger bads in the Sentai, or is he just like a strong monster at the end?
I don't know. So we saw in the Sentai episode where they watched Abba Ranger, there were two other monsters in there with little girl Demon Empress and the babe in red. And I don't remember what those other two monsters were or if they were like important anyway, but it seems like a monster of the week because it follows the same like pattern of like how it's made, like it's like three things put together, but also like it seems to have a lot more power than the rest of them, so I'm not sure.
Yeah,
they blow him up, and then Mezogog rehydrates him, and another Megazord comes out of the water, and it's just like you hit like Control I on it, and it's just inverted color Megazord. So, like, that seems like something you could have done an episode about.
Yeah, probably.
Right? And I know you had to save, like, a little bit of money because you got a finale coming up.
If it exists in the footage, then it must have been found in the footage.
Then you have it in the footage. And, like, the lead up to that, like, you don't need to do any – you could just do something cool with that. And, he gets – the Megazord, so they call all their Megazords. Tommy gets in the Triassic Mesozoic. I don't
even
know what it's called. The Mezogog Zord. He gets in that, and then the rest of the Rangers get in there. Trent holds back because
he's on the footage yet.
He's gotta. So then they fight the thing, and they. I don't know if the Megazord turns back into Ugly Monster or if they kill the Megazord and then Ugly Monster steps back into the fight. It happened so fast. I genuinely do not remember what happened.
I feel like they hit him with like a big finishing move, and then he transforms back and he's like, thanks for the power up.
Yeah, right before they blew up Ugly Monster, he says something like, I got you scanned now, or something like that.
Yeah,
and
copy.
So I guess, yeah, we did that once. This is an inverted copy, though, so it's totally different and way cooler. The Red Ranger is cyan because it's the opposite color of red. So that was pretty cool. He's back, and then he like knocks the other two Zords down. This is when Trent gets his Zord, and he just does like two attacks and kills him. And they're like, yeah, woo! And there's like a four panel shot of them being like, yeah, Trent. Because like it's probably like the first time the White Ranger helps them in the Sentai. And yeah. Even Connor is like, yeah, like doing the yeah motion, but he's not saying anything because he needs to be stoic for a second in the next scene. But he still like looks happy about it. So we cut from there back to the lab. They're coming down the stairs. Kira says, dude, that was awesome. Kira and Trent are just bros. Like, that's all that's going on there.
Ethan's she might as well just like, punch him in the arm.
Like. She might, yeah. So Ethan's like, yeah, that was great. Tommy's like, so good to have you on our side. They're like, we're, you know, so all in favor of Trent still being on the team. And they're like, everyone's like, me. Yes, I agree.
And then the camera zooms all the way in on Trent's face and his eyes flash white and we roll the credits.
Dunna, dunna, dunna.
Okay, none of that happened.
That would have been pretty neat. What actually happens is it goes over to Connor, who's like kind of pouting. He's like, I just got one question. Are you sure you want this?
Yeah, he's basically like, I got one question. Are you sure you want to kill your dad?
He's like, you're probably going to have to fight your dad. And Trent's like, if Mezogog's around, that means I lose my dad. So I like, no matter what, Mezogog has to die. So I'm in it to win it. And then the episode ends because he doesn't know that his dad is at the very least unconscious outside of Mezogog. Now it looks like he was a dead body. But that's the end of the episode. Josh, we are crushing it for time. Let's get out of here under an hour.
All right,
you started. I get to pick the best. I'm going to say the best is, oh boy. I think the best is Kira defending Trent. Like, I think every time she does that, it works and it feels real.
Yeah, because that's like, at the very least, that's like still her friend.
Yeah.
They like, study together. They hang out.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going out, but they're hanging out.
They're hanging out. And like, clearly, I mean, look, like we saw the team up episode, her and Blake are texting. Like, that's not even,
yeah,
come
it's
on
cost, it's costing them half a minute every time.
It's cost a lot of money. It's prohibitively expensive because who knows how texting worked in 2004, but
I only know how track phone texting worked back then, and it was half a minute every send and receive.
Woof.
So well, not receipt. You have to like open it and read it, and then it takes half a minute.
Maybe they're emailing. Maybe they're emailing.
Yeah, they're emailing. They're aiming.
They're aiming
at night before bed.
Oh, 2004. Hell yeah, they're aiming. They're definitely.
Oh man, I would love to see all of their away messages on AIM.
Oh god, yes. Kira's is mostly lyrics, like pretty much exclusively Avril Lavigne lyrics. And when she's really upset, it's like a Evanescence lyric.
Yeah.
Right.
You can tell when she's upset when My Immortal is up on the away message. Right.
The whole fanfic from...
No, the just the song.
Would that fit, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what the limit on away messages was.
I don't know.
I think mine was always just like BRB, and that was it.
I didn't have AIM because I had my dial-up internet was significantly worse than everybody else's around. So like I didn't even have AIM. Also, the only computer we had was in the living room. So, like, I'm not going to go up.
You're not going to want AIM on there.
I'm not going to want to AIM with my friends.
Your parents are just right there.
Yeah, no. I had TV in my room, so I was in there watching TV, you know, and playing GameCube in 2004. Is that your best, too? Is that?
I think so. I am tempted to give it to getting to, like, see the stark difference between the Kiras and the Connors. From the beginning to now, I think I'm going to give it to that.
Okay,
because it was fun to go back and see how Connor started and then how he just got homogenized until he's just this like guy now.
Yeah, I think like a lot of his clips were him like becoming a capital R Red Ranger.
I did want to ask you because you said Krista came back. Is it this clip? Is this the episode that Krista comes back in?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because
it showed the clip and she spoke in it, and I was like, this is her other credit. I almost guarantee this is the other credit.
I'll double check, but I think it was the finale that she's in.
Okay.
But that would be hilarious, though. The worst I'm going to say is the Zord fight stuff at the end. And not just like the actual Zord fight was like fine. It just happened so fast. Like the pacing on the Zord fight at the end made nothing land. Like there was no consequence to any of it because it was just like boom, 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 done.
And it was just them using the footage of like the White Ranger becoming like a good guy.
Yeah.
But they did it so fast, and we already knew Trent was a good guy because they turned him 10 episodes ago.
Right.
So, like, there's not that drama there of, like, will he, won't he help them?
Yeah, and, like, the other
thing
is...
We know he's
going
to help them.
The thing is, like, this whole thing is set up of, like, they don't trust Trent because of a secret he's been keeping.
Right. The problem
but
is that
we
do.
We trust Trent because we know that he's just keeping a secret, and he has a good reason for it, so... But that whole fight at the end, it was just so fast. Like, they introduce an inverted color... Dino Thunder Zord and then just get rid of it immediately. It's bananas.
Yeah, it's just an illusion.
I guess.
I am tempted to worse the name Ugly Monster. Like you couldn't
pretty
even
lazy.
You couldn't even fake a real name for him.
It's
you didn't say
bad.
It in the episode, so you could have done it. You could have said anything.
This is a callback to the first monster, which was Bird Brain, because he was a bird.
I would take Bird Brain
over Ugly
over
Monster.
Ugly Monster, because that is not a name. It's just a descriptor. He's Ugly Monster.
In the episode where they popped out Deadwood and the other tree monster, they gave that other tree monster a name. He was Scorch, even though they never said it. You couldn't give anything besides Ugly Monster?
I am going to give it to the actual fight and all everything we talked about before that, but I do want to just mention how bad Ugly Monster is as a name and how stupid it is.
It's pretty bad. MVP, I'm going to say, is Kira.
I'm going to say Trent.
Okay. I think both
in the new Power Ranger stuff we do get in the back half of this episode, he does, like, win the fight for them.
Yeah, that's true. I like Kira defending him fully every chance she gets, because I feel like it really, really works. In a clip show, you gotta take what you can get.
Yeah.
Speaking of clip shows, we got to rank it. Now we do have, there are three other clip shows that we have watched and ranked.
Yikes.
So the lowest clip show is In Your Dreams in last place. The next one above that is Legacy of Power at number 26. And then right above that is Lost and Found in Translation, which is when they just watch TV for 20 minutes.
I think it's better than In Your Dreams.
It's definitely better than In Your Dreams. I also think it's better than Lost and Found in Translation.
Okay.
How much better? Who's to say?
Is it better than A Star is Torn?
I mean, no predators groomed Kira in this episode.
That's true.
So I like that about it. So
I wish I could remember anything else besides the creepy record producer and her awful music video.
Her awful music video and her when she dressed like Lulu from Final Fantasy X. I don't even remember the monster.
I don't either.
I don't remember anything about that but the bad stuff.
I guess it is better than that, huh?
So yeah. Okay, we just watched Drawn into Danger a couple episodes ago. That one was bad to look at because of the filter, the Photoshop filter they put on it.
God, is this better than that?
I kind of feel like it is. It's not better than Ocean Alert.
It stops at Ocean Alert for sure. But is it better than Drawn into Danger?
I will let you decide. I will let you decide.
Okay, if Drawn into Danger wasn't an eyesore, is it bad?
Not necessarily, because like there is the whole bit about how Principal Randall gives the guy the pen and he knows that and then doesn't tell anyone at the end when they say this pen is evil, we must destroy it.
I think I'm going to put it above Drawn into Danger.
Okay.
I think that feels right.
I think that's where it feels right. So coming in at number 22, the highest of our four clip shows, Jeepers Christmas, Test of Trust.
Leader of the Whack is holding strong at number one. It even beats the crossover that ate all the money.
Well, look, if they would have had a cool dance-off in the crossover, maybe it would have gone higher. But all they did was
then
hang
they
out.
Just been, then they just would have just been copying.
Well, see, but right? If, maybe not a dance-off, but it, like at the end of that, they hung out for 1 second, and we watched Blake win a dirt bike race for literally 5 seconds, and that was it. If they would have done anything longer of just them hanging out and being friends, it would probably have gone at number one, but I think the end just let me down. That's on Wild Force. We're having such a good crossover with Time Force. But that's it. That's it for this episode. Next week, because this is a Friday episode, even though we're recording it on Monday, which we're just going to be off for for these other two.
Yeah.
We are watching the part one of the finale of Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
So Josh is going to probably quote the song a lot. I only know the one word from the song, so that's what I'm going to be doing for a lot of it.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. If you like AC/DC, you will enjoy yourself. So, if you don't, hopefully the episode is good.
Sorry about it. We will see you for that on Monday. That's how a sentence usually goes. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Also, I did just eat a muffin and my stomach was making loud digesting sounds because I'm 30 now. So hopefully that will stop or at the very least not pick up.
I'm 35 and mine still does it. So.
Well, you know, getting old. Aim for wimps.
Just like an old house. Your body's going to make weird noises now.
Yeah. unlike a old house, though, like, I can't have someone come in and put a new wall in so the old wall doesn't fall down, you know? Like, the wall's just going to fall down, and then I have to deal with the consequences of that.